Don't worry, I'm not going to give you a long list of sponsorships and things that you need to buy. Instead, I'm just going to explain. What we do is we teach baking as lifestyle medicine. This is an evidence-based approach to baking, eating, and sharing bread that improves the gut microbiome and mental health. So let's just get straight into this podcast.
So I have a mixture of semi-professional bakers and domestic bakers, and they often start with my classic out of the sourdough school book. So for those flours that I would love to know, kind of tartine-esque style. So I'm thinking the flour that I was using when I was with in San Francisco baking, when I first started it on your flour, was with, actually I came across you through Chad Robertson, and I was in the bakery and they were using and also a MJ Matt Tides, who is at Outerlands, he actually went through your flours in great detail, and I really enjoyed baking with him. He fantastic. Kind of he really was a huge fan of what you were offering, and he was using the ones that I was using at Della Fattoria when I was baking there in 2017 were the ABC, which is that's your big standard one that I would use at sort of 70 or 80% of the total blend. So in a kilo of flour, I would use 700 or 800 grams of that flour. It's almost like a scaffolding.
Mm-hmm. It's a good foundation. Yeah,
it's easy to work with and easy to build on. But what are the protein levels of that flour round about, and how would you describe that flour as behaving? Because it's similar to me to a really good standard bread flour here, about 13% here. In UK terms, that's how I see that flour, and really good structure. It's got flexibility, and it's not too fast.
No, yeah. So it's a blend. We typically use 3 to 4 varieties of wheat in that blend every year. We call it our Artisan Baker's Craft Plus, or Artisan Baker's Craft for the unmalted version of it.
So that's pretty important to make a differential there. If you use the plus, how much malt does it have in there?
It has about 0.2% malt. It's enough to drop the falling numbers of the grain to 250. And it depends on the combined falling number of the varieties that we're using in there. So there's an equation every time we mill it.
So your plus, I would tend to use about 20% of that 80% then, to give it a little bit of woof.
Yeah, it's a little, I mean, it's not malted in the sense where it's going to throw your enzymatic activity for a loop. You know, it's not going to put it into hyperdrive. It just makes it consistent every time you bake with it.
Okay. So would you recommend the plus as the base there, Nikki? Is that what, if you say it's got a falling number of 250, that's quite fast.
And which is typical for production bakery. So if you're running a production bakery, 100% use the plus. I mean,
But for the domestic baker, I would say that it would probably run away with them with their starter.
It's possible, but it also helps out because most people tend to under ferment, I think.
That's very true. So actually it's very forgiving because it will ferment no matter what.
Well, that, and then they'll get the color in the oven too.
That's true. Yeah. You'll get a bit of woof with that. So maybe I could get bakers to maybe try out both flours and see how it behaves. Because if you're slightly on the back foot with your starter, you haven't quite got your desired dough temperature, then plus is much more forgiving.
It is, yes, yeah. I mean, and we call it, it's a production flour. You know, it's built for consistency every time you use it. It's about 11.7 to 11.8% protein is kind of our range that we shoot for that flour. The gluten structure that we shoot for is soft and strong. That's how we define it. We want it very soft and extensible, but we want it strong so you get great volume, but it also holds up to long fermentation, sourdough fermentation.
So if we wanted to lift the hydration on that and open the crumb structure up a bit, what would you say to blending with the High Mountain blend with about 10%? So, you know, 100 grams of the High Mountain, would that enable you to push the hydration up to the higher hydration and push it up a little?
You can use the Baker's Craft as a hydrated dough flour. We slightly under temper some of our grains, so we're running at slightly higher absorption.
Yeah.
So you can easily run 85%, 90% hydration in just straight Baker's Craft.
I really hope you've enjoyed listening to this. If the idea of prescribing baking as lifestyle medicine as an evidence-based approach to your patients to help them improve their physical and mental health through the bread that they bake, eat and share every day appeals to you, then go to thesourdoughschool.com and learn how you can prescribe or teach this as part of your own practice. If you have just fallen in love with the whole concept and you just want to learn to do this for yourself and your family, you can self-prescribe at thesourdoughclub.com. I look forward to seeing you in some of our live sessions.